You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Carolyn Raphael, the president of Winger Marketing, who has counseled leaders of major healthcare organizations, law firms, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs on their PR and marketing strategies. She is one of Chicago's go-to PR consultants and training experts and is passionate about making work-life balance a primary value at her company. Today's topic, why should businesses care about public relations? Carolyn, certainly a privilege to have you once again with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Eric.
It certainly is, and especially in your line of expertise. So first of all, for starters, can you give us a quick overview of how public relations has worked traditionally and how it's working today?
Sure. I think sometimes people don't realize and businesses don't realize that public relations is essentially everything you do, everything you say. And so historians can point back to early events, anything that would politically influence people, tell the messages of the leaders. Those are all acts of public relations. And once public relations became a true profession and not just the era of sharing information with members of the public, we saw a real transformation when the print press came into being, because that gave public relations professionals an opportunity to start to share crafted messages. And it's really evolved over time, because you think about PR and you think about the messages people read and how it started off in a print newspaper, even as close as 50 years ago, 40 years ago, you might sit down with a reporter, buy him lunch, make sure you get your client into the column, and professionals were paid by the column inch. I might even, send some flowers over to a reporter. Those days are long gone. You cannot sit down with a reporter and offer to buy them a drink or buy them lunch and make sure that your client is mentioned in an article. And as much as we saw those days go away with print media, it's evolved, and the pendulum swings both ways, because now we see that controversy reemerging with bloggers and social media. Is it really okay to pay a blogger or to pay someone to tweet about you? Is that editorial? It's really not. So I think we're going to see a lot of shakeup in the world of PR and what is editorial and what is advertising. And remember the difference, advertising, you pay for it. You get it to say exactly what you want. Editorial is what a third party has to say about you.
And that is a great breakdown. What is the true definition of public relations?
It really is just the professional maintenance of a favorable public image. And so a lot of pieces come under that umbrella these days. It's not just getting your name into a newspaper or being interviewed on television. We've seen companies, whole companies emerge that are devoted to your reputation online. And that is a part of public relations. And so we really need to open up our minds as business owners and think about what that public relations mix is. It really has become a piece of the integrated marketing umbrella, because we're in a sharing culture. What other people have to say about you matters.
It certainly does. And why would you say businesses should consider investing in public relations?
I think the most important reason to consider investing in public relations, even above and beyond traditional advertising, is, again, going right back to that culture shift, our sharing culture, and our very sophisticated consumer base, whether it's a business-to-business company or a business-to-consumer company, we see through advertising. We know that you paid for the placement, even if it's an advertorial, which was sort of a new rendition of paid article placement back in the 90s. But, you know, that's seen through. Companies, consumers, they know that that's maybe not the truth. And so public relations, what it can do for your business is really start to create a sense of loyalty, believability, and a real following for your business or your brand. And that can be developed through editorial coverage, guest blog posts, YouTube, anything that someone else can say about you. Even those Yelp reviews, which I know are the, you know, the bane of existence to many restaurants and many businesses. And there certainly are issues that are associated with, individuals who might not use those tools, in a fair manner, but yet there it is. Those are the things that people go to make their decisions about where to do business and with whom to do business.
Today we're joined once again by Carolyn Raphael, the president of Winger Marketing, and has counseled leaders of major healthcare organizations, law firms, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs on their PR and marketing strategies here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Carolyn, what is the first step a business should take to identify a PR strategy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the first steps you have to take before you can identify a PR strategy is take a step back and make sure you've identified your business goals. If you don't have a business goal identified, there's no way you can create a PR strategy. A PR strategy must completely align with your business goals. It has to do with identifying who the audience is, who do you need the message to, what are you trying to do, are you increasing sales, are you simply trying to get some greater awareness in the marketplace? Do you need a stronger following? Do you need reviews? What are those things that are going to help people decide to choose your business? And that's got to be part of a business goal, part of a business plan. And I think often PR folks and marketing folks are informed sort of after the annual planning meeting, hey guys, here's what we decided to do, and just go promote it. And it's a really, it's a huge missed opportunity. If PR people and marketing people can have that place at the table during those annual meetings, during those annual planning sessions, we can really be strategists, and our great experience can be leveraged to really help shape and shift the actions that a business will take to get to that next level.
Lastly, how do companies know if their PR efforts are working?
Well, that's always the million-dollar question, because it's hard to track. PR is a soft commodity. It doesn't always have 1 + 1 = 2. It may not even go in a straight line. It could take months or years before somebody who read an article or saw a video clip or bookmarked your website makes the decision or the choice to pick up the phone and call your business. On the other hand, you will know it's working because you'll start to feel that buzz. Your phones will start to ring, and luckily there's a lot of progress that's been made with Google Analytics and tracking, and it's very, very easy to start to track various elements of your PR campaigns through using trackable links like Bitly, even through Constant Contact, which is a company we partner with to do all of our e-newsletters. They definitely have some great analytics capabilities to really track and make sure that your messages are being heard and seen. So it has definitely gotten easier. And the thing to remember about PR is that it typically can operate on about a third of the budget that an advertising campaign will. So you don't need to spend as much money on a PR campaign as you would on an advertising campaign to see about the same results.
Certainly solid information as always. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Winger Marketing online?
Thank you. You can find us at wingermarketing.com. We're also, of course, on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Google+. And, you know, we definitely welcome any questions about a PR strategy or some ideas that you might have. So send those on to me. It's Carolyn, K-A-R-O-L-Y-N, at wingermarketing.com. Love to answer those questions and help make sure that entrepreneurs really leverage this very important piece of that overall business plan.
Well, Carolyn, thanks so much for stopping by and joining us for a moment here on Enterprise Radio. You're certainly welcome back anytime.
Oh, thanks, Eric. It's been my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Carolyn Raphael, the president of Winger Marketing, who has counseled leaders of major healthcare organizations, law firms, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs on their PR and marketing strategies. And once again, the website of reference is wingermarketing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.